Consider now the burdens people carry from summers past. You've got them. I know you do. Regrets. I know what you did last summer. I also know what you didn't do one summer long ago.
This is Nadia from Brooklyn. I tried to read Anna Karenina a couple years ago because Oprah told me it was a great idea. And it's like 1,000 pages, and I was trying to get through it, but I just thought it was so boring. And there were like 25 characters. There was no plot. I could not get it. I put it down halfway through. So that was it for me and Anna.
Thanks for sharing there, Nadia. Ah, the best laid plans of reading Americans as the summer begins and the ambitions are fresh and maybe a little oversized. When you start something, you just can't finish.
My name is Lyndon. I'm calling from Stillwater, Oklahoma. And the book that I could not finish was Communion by Whitley Strieber.
This is Joshua from Bushwick. T.D. James' Children of Men was such a creative idea, but executed through tired, boring prose. I'm sad each time I tell someone not to read it.
A lot of sharing here from you guys about unfinished books. Moby Dick, I could put it down, said a listener from Florida. And anything by James Joyce. He may be one of the greatest authors of our time. I guess greatest unreadable authors of our time, according to that listener. Minnesota listener has a blurb for Angela's Ashes. I got halfway through thinking it had to get better. At the three-quarter point, I'd had enough. Yikes. Colorado listener, Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, Heap of Torture. And from New Jersey, 50 Shades of Gray, I made it through about 40 pages. Patrick Henry Bass, books editor for Essence, joins us now at the risk of angering all of the publishers on his BlackBerry with a list of this summer's books to put down. Patrick, welcome.
Always good to see you, John.
You finished Anna Karenina, right?
I did finish Anna Karenina.
There, so
yes,
did I.
Absolutely, yeah. What year was that? Last year, John?
No. I've actually read it a few times. I don't know why. I'm obsessed with the Russians. I'm a huge Tolstoy, Dostoevsky fan, so I've read those monsters.
I have a confession. I haven't completed War and Peace, but the rest of them I have. I know.
How do you
live with yourself? Off with my head, but it's a true confession.
So any other books you haven't finished?
To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, which is
that's a tough one.
Impossible. Yeah. The Unconsoled by Kuzo Ishiguro, which I'm not sure if anyone's finished that one.
No comment.
And I finished Mason and Dixon by Thomas Pynchon, but I haven't finished Gravity's Rainbow.
You know, I'm just starting Gravity's Rainbow. Pynchon is tough, but he delivers rewards if you stick with it.
He does. And I was looking at some movies on TCM, and it's amazing how integral books were to popular culture, like films in the 30s. Like you could see The Thin Man and someone was, you know, reading a novel, or watch Suspicion, where John Fontaine's character, the novel, plays a key role in that film. And, you know, again and again, you could watch films and you could just see characters, you know, sort of Deborah Carr, you know, putting a book down, you know, seeing people reading. And just, you know, in the last 10 years,
it's more of a fringe activity
on the screen.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
Which is a terrifying thought for the editor for Essence, right?
And even I was thinking of the Twilight Zone episode with Burgess Meredith, the very famous episode in which, you know, he just wants to be alone to read his books. And what's happened to our culture, John?
Well, that's a much longer segment.
Yes,
of course. You have some titles, though, of books we should put down or might be forgiven for putting down this summer.
Absolutely. So what's happened in publishing is the summer has become a big blockbuster period for publishers to make money. And you and I are of the age under 40 where we remember where authors would go on The Tonight Show, like Jacqueline Suzanne and others, and
sure,
Judith Krantz.
Yep.
And, you know, even Sidney Sheldon would go on and talk about these spectacular potboilers and these, you know, over-the-top adventures that they would create, suspense, romance, all of that.
Never could get through Judith
Never
Krantz,
could get through Jackie Collins. Anyway, all these people. Yeah, yeah. And so the summer is that period. But what I want to do is to give people a shortcut for some books that they should avoid, starting with Inferno by Dan Brown. First of all, he has enough money, right?
Right. You know, he doesn't need your help.
And the book is already number one. And I just think with Snowden and so many other subjects making headlines, like let's avoid him at all costs.
I'm a snob, but I loathe Dan Brown. I'm a big Umberto Eco fan, Name of the Rose.
Yes.
I love that kind of version of Catholicism. Inferno, Dan Brown, all of his stuff.
It's in high school. Ugh. I thought that the Celestine Prophecy was I thought it was outstanding. So yes, avoid at all costs,
all
Inferno.
Right.
And then avoid, I know some listeners may disagree, but avoid Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls by David Sedaris.
I'm going to say
that because most of what's in that collection has already been in The New Yorker, and David Sedaris has been much more clever in other collections. Get the audiobook for that, but avoid that and, you know, pick up something else. Pick up Sisterland by Curtis Sittenfeld, which is a very layered narrative, I would say, over
so
over
Sedaris may be phoning it in with Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls.
Yeah, also,
a title that sounds like kind of jumping the shark a little bit. Too.
A little bit. Yeah. And I'm from North Carolina, so I get the stories.
Okay.
I think he's quite clever, quite wonderful, but the audiobook for that one.
Next.
Crazy Rich Asians by Kevin Kwan, which all of these, the reviewers are going crazy over this, over the top.
I like this one.
You know, I would like it more had I not stumbled upon a YouTube video interview that Ruby Wax of England did with Imelda Marcos. And once you see that, there's no other Crazy Rich Asian that you can see than Imelda Marcos with Ruby Wax. Just can't.
So you think Kevin Kwan's Crazy Rich Asians, which I love, is derivative?
I think it's overhyped. I think it's
too
good.
Long.
I don't think it's great. I think that one can wait for the fall to read that. I don't think one has to read that one right now. But he's getting amazing buzz and amazing attention. And, you know, who am I to argue with the buzz
right.
and the attention?
I'm pro Kevin Kwan on this one. Final title?
Revenge Wears Prada by Lauren Weisberger, which The Devil Wears Prada was already a mediocre novel to begin with. The screenplay for The Devil Wears Prada was far superior.
The movie was unbelievable.
The movie was unbelievable, which had very little to do with the novel in many ways. And so why return with a sequel to a very mediocre novel?
But if it gets Meryl Streep back on screen doing that character again, I'm all for it.
And Emily Blunt as well. We hope so. We hope so. To the literary gods, we hope.
Why,
but not for this book.
Why do people not finish books? And why do they embrace two ambitious goals for the summer that are going to end up disappointing them, scarring them for life?
Well, time is not on a lot of people's side. And also, I think that a lot of people go into these ambitious novels without a real sense of what the novel's goals are. And so they're trying to impress their friends or they just feel like this is on their bucket list and they have to do it. And you have to give time to narratives like The Other House by Henry James, which I completed 2 years ago, and The Putamesser Papers by Cynthia Ozick. I struggle with that novel. I thought that I was going to knock that one out. Like, well, no one knocks out Cynthia Ozick, but I thought I would complete that in a relatively short period of time. And I just completed that novel a week ago.
Well, Patrick Henry Bass knocks out Cynthia Ozick. That's a good blurb for you, I'd say. Good luck this summer. Do you have a blockbuster recommendation that's on the positive side to end on a positive note here for this summer?
The Putamesser Papers, because I finally completed it. I would say please download that one as quickly as possible and see how quickly you can read that. It took me 2 years to finish that one. If you can top me in 2 years, please let us know at thetakeaway.org.
A challenge from Patrick Henry Bass, books editor for Essence. Have a great summer.
You too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.